Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, my little adorables. It's, as you undoubtedly figured out, it is Martin Luther King Day 2015. And I thought what we'd do today is a bunch of things. But basically, let me be honest with you, we celebrated Martin Luther King Day last week, because that was when his birthday was. And so we've already kind of done that, been there, done it. So I thought what we'd do today is a couple things. First of all, for those of you who listen to the program primarily for the movie reviews, and hopefully that's not very many of you. I know that's what gets the huge number of hits on the website. But I know I usually do it on Thursday. We had so many calls, I didn't get to it on Thursday. Then we usually do it on Friday. We had so many calls, we didn't get to it. So I promised, and Manny and I decided the only way we could guarantee that we'd get it on the program today is to do it right at the beginning. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you about the movies that opened over the weekend, because not everybody went to the movies over the weekend, although a lot of people did. And this is a three-day holiday for a lot of people, which is not for me. Manny and I are here live. Manny, breathe. There, thank you. I love heavy breathing. So he's here. We're here. So I thought what we'd do, I'd do the movies first. I thought we'd talk a little about the playoff games, because those were kind of interesting. And then what I really wanted to do for at least part of today, although, as you know, we'll talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, is talk about race relations in America in 2015. All right, and just see where you are. There have been a number of articles about Obama and, you know, where we are and how are we coming forward or backward or whatever. And I just thought, you know, it's the appropriate time, as far as I'm concerned, to at least have a perception. And I would love to hear from you. You can tell me your race if you like or not. And this is, you know, this is not about rhetoric. This is about where you as an individual feel that we as a country are with respect to this particular issue. So, but first, on the lightest note I can probably figure out, that a bunch of movies opened over this weekend. The Wedding Ringer, which actually, it was the number two movie with Kevin Hart. It's got Josh Gad in it. I don't quite get him, to be quite honest. But he's a lovable but socially awkward groom-to-be with a problem. He has no best man. Okay, and guess who's going to be his best man? Kevin Hart's going to rent out his set. I think Kevin Hart is a true talent. He's very short. And this movie came in second over the weekend, but will probably be wiped out by another movie that opened over the weekend, which I adored. They did not screen The Wedding Ringer for us. I mean, but this is, with Kevin Hart, I mean, you're relatively guaranteed an audience. And I agree, I think he's talented. But, I mean, it is what it is, she said. Paddington, I went into kind of kicking and screaming, but just loved it. The idea is, it tells a story of the misadventures of a young Peruvian bear that travels to the city in search of a home, finding himself lost. The family is played by Hugh Bonneville, Sally Hawkins, Jim Broadbent, and Nicole Kidman is in it as an evil woman. And it just, I mean, it was just a delight. The animation is terrific in it. The voice, I mean, talent, Julie Waters is also in it. So it's a great cast of British, very good actors, and an adorable Paddington. And for those of you, I didn't actually have a Paddington bear growing up, but nevertheless, I just thought it was lovely. It's it's one of the highest grossing films. I think it is the highest grossing animation ever in Britain, and it will probably come in number two over the weekend by the time, because I'll put in today's receipts as well and last night's receipts, and so it'll probably come in number two and should. It's great. Let me tell you a movie that didn't open terribly wide. It opened just before the end of the year in, I think, New York and L.A. to be eligible for the Oscars, and which is a very smart move on the Weinstein's part, because Julianne Moore will undoubtedly, she swept all the awards so far, and I guarantee you will continue at the Oscars. Still Alice, which Alice Howland is a happily married woman with three grown children. She's a renowned linguist at Columbia who starts to forget words. And she has early onset Alzheimer's. So this is not a fun movie, but it's an extraordinary movie. She's wonderful in it. Kristen Stewart plays her daughter. And this is, I think this is really a breakthrough role for Kristen Stewart as well. Alec Baldwin, you're sure he's having an affair. I'm not sure why. I don't know why they put him in this movie. I think he just doesn't quite connect with it. And he's so distant from it that you're sure he's having an affair, even though it has nothing. Or maybe we just think of Alec Baldwin as always having affairs. I don't know. But this is, it's a worthwhile movie to see. Her performance is extraordinary. But it is a very sad movie. All right, the number one movie of the weekend, which I don't know if I would have predicted it or not, or I probably wouldn't have predicted the extent to which the number one movie is American Sniper. It made almost $91 million, which apparently is the largest, I think, January opening ever. It is three times what Clint Eastwood's best opening number has ever been, which was Gran Torino. And it will make a little bit more than that because it's got one more day. Stars Bradley Cooper as Chris Kyle, a U.S. Navy SEAL, who goes to Iraq to protect his brothers in arms. And he is the most decorated American sniper in history. I put this on my top 10 list because, and he is nominated, I think he is nominated for the Oscars, I think. Was he? He wasn't for the Golden Globes, I know, but I think he is for the Oscars. I think he probably replaces David Oyelowo. And I want to say a word about that as well. This is, I think, for me, this is one of the best anti-war movies ever done. I don't know if that's what Clint had in mind, but as far as I'm concerned, this says that even the heroes are damaged by this, that nobody walks away from a war intact, and that it's a stupid waste of humans. Period. I don't know that that's what he had in mind, but that's what I took away from it, and I think you're allowed to take away anything you want from a movie. Because if it's a war movie, I'm not in favor of it. If it's an anti-war movie, I thought it was terrific, and Bradley Cooper is terrific in it. And Bradley Cooper's having just a fantastic year. As I mentioned, he's also on Broadway playing Elephant Man, and he will win at least a nomination, if not the award for that one.
He's had a nice last couple years, really.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
Really
out of Silver Lining Playbook, I think was really The Hangover was the time when he sort of burst on to people's recognition.
Right.
But it was a silly role, and then Silver Lining Playbook with Jennifer Lawrence, everybody kind of noticed him, but that was still kind of a lightweight role.
What did you think of Limitless? Did you like Limitless?
I thought it was okay. Mm-hmm. I thought it was okay, but I think this is a role of nuance, and he's really a revelation on Broadway because there's a depth to him that I don't think his movies have really shown yet. So that'll be good. Let me just say one other thing. What do I have here? Well, I have like 2 minutes.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me just say something. As somebody who votes, I don't vote for Oscars, but I do vote for Critics' Choice, and I'm very well aware of what's going on in terms of voting and whatever. I don't think that the Oscar overlooking of David Oyelowo and the director, the first who would have been the first African American woman ever nominated for Best Director, I don't think was racist. I didn't vote. I voted for that. Selma is my favorite movie of the year. I didn't vote for it because it was a black story or a black Martin Luther King or had, I think it's silly to say that he was excluded because he was black or that she was black as it is to say that I voted for them because they were black or because I voted for the cast and they're Brits. I think it was the best movie of the year. I think his performance was the best male performance of the year, but it has nothing to do with race. And I think that not voting for him doesn't necessarily have to do with race either. It was a very tight category. So I think you have to be a little careful about, I know there's been, my colleague Al Sharpton has been raising hell, literally, with the Oscars. And I think that to say, well, he should have been on the list because he's black is as foolish as saying he wasn't on the list because he was black is to say he should be on the list because he was black. As far as I'm concerned, he should have been on the list because it was a terrific performance. It had nothing to do with either the subject matter or his race. But so I think you have to be careful about that kind of thing. Which gets us to what I'd like to talk about in a moment, which is race relations in America. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I am here to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind. I would just love it. You know, whenever I sort of say, oh, I really like you to talk with me about these things, it tends to not, to be quite honest, it doesn't necessarily work, but that doesn't mean I can't ask, because I think it's an important topic. And as I said, we talked about Martin Luther King and his contribution to American life and American history and American oratory last week, so, which seemed on his birthday. I mean, holidays are one thing. But your birthday is your birthday. All right. So did you watch the football games yesterday?
I did. I watched both.
Me too.
One was exciting. The other one got out of hand pretty quickly.
It was boring as the very Dickens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Seattle just, especially the, for those of you who don't care about football, I mean, you still, that was one of the games for the ages in that they were, the Green Bay was ahead, 19-0, I think.
They were up 16-0 and then 19-7 at one point.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And so, that's apparently the largest deficit that a team had ever recovered in the playoffs was 15, and they were behind 16 mm-hmm. at the half, I guess.
In a championship game, yeah.
Yeah, in a championship game. So so everybody was kind of writing them off. And, I mean, the weather for both was terrible. It was certainly a great statement for indoor for covered stadiums. Jeez, it was awful. But then they did in theory they were doing a field goal, and the kicker, it's nice to have a kicker who has an arm as well as a leg, did this kind of strange thing where it's not really the Statue of Liberty play, where he tossed the ball into the end zone, so instead of getting 3 points they got seven,
and
they got
six and one. And it was a lineman too that actually caught the
touchdown. Yeah, it was great. I don't know if they practiced that or not, but it was great. And because everybody's getting excited, and then all of a sudden, the momentum was Seattle, and they were doing great, and they were ahead by three, or I guess ahead by two. It was 1922, I think, right?
Yep. They went up.
And then three points, and there we go. We've got a tie game. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I misunderstood it. Basically, it was sudden death overtime. That's not actually what they call it.
Yeah. The way overtime rules work now is, because it used to be just straight sudden death, where you get in overtime, first team to score wins. But now, the way they do it now is, if the team gets the ball first in overtime, if they go down and kick a field goal to go up by three, the other team gets a chance to get the ball back and
go
down and score.
So if it's a field goal. Because they were saying, well, if Seattle scores first. And I said, no, that isn't what they said. So it's the difference between a field goal and a touchdown.
Yeah. So, but if the team gets a touchdown on the first drive in overtime,
it's done.
It's done. And that's what that's what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
It could also end on a safety, too. So if Seattle would have gotten Seattle got the ball first in overtime yesterday, if they would have gotten a safety, you know, if they would have gotten hit in their own end zone, then Green Bay, then they would have been over and Green Bay would have won that way and gotten.
So the point is, you can't win on a field goal.
Right. Exactly. Unless both teams have had the ball at least once in overtime.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Okay. Yep. So that was pretty darn exciting. And then we go to the Colts and the Patriots, and that was kind of sad.
Yeah, it was. And Indianapolis, I think, was just...
They just had an off day.
Yeah, well, and they've got one really, really good player. Andrew Luck is a really, really good quarterback, but he doesn't have a whole lot of... Supporting cast.
Yeah.
New England is just far and away a better team.
Well, and they kept sort of throwing all these confusing plays in. I didn't really understand the eligibility and ineligibility stuff going on. Apparently, they didn't either. Nobody did. I mean, clearly the Colts were buffaloed by it. But even the Patriots, they got a penalty because somebody forgot to check in or something. I don't understand. You can change your eligibility to be able to catch the ball? Is that...
Yeah, basically the way it works is you have to have a certain amount of guys lined up on the... on the line of scrimmage before play.
Right.
And you can't have, both end offensive linemen on both sides of the line have to be covered by an eligible receiver.
Okay.
So what happens is they can put in, so New England can go out, they can send like another offensive lineman out into the field to replace another receiver, but that offensive lineman has to go up to an official and say, I'm checking in as an eligible receiver,
Is this a new rule?
No, this is it's been like this for a while. It's just New England is kind of the first team to really take it to another level and actually take advantage of the rule being what it is. So
because it seems to be confusing all the way around. Certainly at Buffalo, the Colts, but even the players were having a hard time with it.
Right.
I mean, even the Patriots were. So I mean, looking at the games yesterday, this looks to be a pretty uninteresting Super Bowl because it just looks like the Patriots are going to wipe Seattle out because the Patriots just dominated and Seattle barely won. But, I mean, you could have off days or on days, so
yeah.
I guess who knows?
Well, and Russell Wilson had a terrible game yesterday, the quarterback for Seattle. He had a terrible game yesterday, and they still managed to win. And Seattle being the defending champs, I mean, you know, they played with a hard champion yesterday. And
playing on neutral turf for both.
Yeah, it's going to be in Arizona.
Be interesting. Yeah. And no rain, no sleet, no snow. I mean, right. I sort of felt right. And apparently the football was slippery and everything else. So.
Yeah, it was a rough day weather-wise. I think with Seattle, you kind of expect it to be kind of raining because it kind of rains all the time there. But
yes, it does.
In Massachusetts, it's a little bit different.
Well, it can be pretty sleety this time of year. So
yeah.
There we go. All right, so it was kind of fun to watch. And Super Bowl's in 2 weeks. So so there we go. All right, day in history. Interesting day. This was the Confederacy in 1862 suffered its first significant defeat in the conflict because Confederacy was really wiping, was really wiping the ground with the Union. Interestingly enough, in 1883, which is that's 21 years later, right? We're talking about Civil War in 62. In 83, 21 years later, first electric light system, Thomas Alva Edison. I mean, that seems extraordinary. I mean, Civil War seems like it was a gazillion years ago, right? And electricity seems so modern.
Right, yeah.
21 years, all that separated that.
Wow.
And this is something that that Manny found crucial, which is in 1935, Cooper's Inc. sells the world's first briefs. Thank goodness for that.
Yeah.
And then Tidy Whitey's couldn't be very far behind.
Right.
Yeah. 1937, Howard Hughes, an air record, flying from L.A. to New York City in 7 hours, 28 minutes, and 25 seconds. Isn't it interesting? Because that isn't how people think of Howard Hughes. They think of him not as, as the flying goose, but as the crazy guy. The crazy rich guy. So it's really interesting that, how what people remember most about you may be what you did last and the craziest stuff. In 1953, this is a great statistic. 72% of all American television sets in the United States watched I Love Lucy to watch Lucy give birth to little Ricky. And you'd think it was twins because Manny actually listed it twice. Snow fell in Miami in 1977, the only time in history of the city that snow has fallen. It also fell in the Bahamas. The last VW Beetle made in Germany left in 78. There we go.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back in just a moment with Marie. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
On Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio.
We thank you for listening.
Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Yeah?
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Maria, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hello.
Hi, hi, this is Maria, and I'm so glad I got in on my day off.
Yay.
My question is this. I'm 47. My brother is 49. And when we were back in our country, he was molested when he was 10 or 11. And, he's had three divorces. And anyway, we went to visit him over the holidays, and he had a new girlfriend. For the last 2 years, he's had three girlfriends. And this new girlfriend is been for 2 months.
Okay.
So how do I deal with his lifestyle? And we're very close, and I told him, I'm sorry if I said anything or got involved, because I did tell him, I think it's too soon. Try to get your life straightened up or go to counseling.
Did he get mad at you?
No. He said, no. He said, I know you're just concerned about me.
Well, that's good.
I really am.
Yeah, good. Well, that's very positive. All right, let me go back up a little bit. So he's got a new girlfriend that he's been with for 2 months. When you're saying it's too soon, was he married before?
Yeah, he's been divorced 3 times, and he's
okay, but
cheated.
When was the last time that he was divorced? When you say it's too soon, what relationship are you referring to?
He got divorced about a year ago.
Okay.
The final one.
Okay.
And then he's had different girlfriends and.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're probably right that it's, you know, and I know that the 1 year rule, but I mean, he's going to say at this moment he's been divorced a year. The fact that he's dated 4 women during that year is, I mean, it's already done. So, look.
Yeah, so how do I?
Well, Maria, let me ask you a question. Does he seem to you unhappy?
Yes, he's unhappy. He has a good job. He's a computer engineer, but I just see him like his life is just spinning out of control.
Well, but Maria, in what way does he drink, or is it just his sex life?
No.
Okay.
It's his sex life, and
all right,
have a woman.
Okay, let me ask you. I mean, but here's the distinction, kiddo. Is he unhappy or are you unhappy about his life? Because those are different things. You may look at him and say, wow, that must feel really awful to be with 3 different women in 2 years and you're now with another one. But the question is, does it make him unhappy? Do you see any indication that he's unhappy?
Well, I just see him like he needs to have...
Maria, you're backing off again. Do you see, when you look at your brother, I know you don't approve of his life, and I'm not disagreeing with you that this is not necessarily a terrific way to behave, but that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, does your brother seem unhappy?
No, he's
okay.
Happy.
Okay, because here's the deal. If he were unhappy and said, Maria, look, you know, I can't hold on to a woman. I want to be faithful and I don't know how to do it. Then that's one thing. Because then you have a way in with this. But he's not saying that. He's having a great time.
No. So how do we deal? I mean, I have been married to a wonderful guy for 18 years. So we have 2 kids. And when we come over there to visit him in Florida, how do we deal with, you know, this is the new girlfriend and she's coming over.
How old are your kids?
13 and 10. Boys.
Well, I mean,
boys.
Do they say, gee, why did...
And my brother has a 17-year-old and 20, but the 21 is out of the house.
Okay. Do your kids say, gee, Mom, how come he has a different girlfriend? Do they ever ask you about it? Probably
no,
not.
My 13-year-old, he said, I don't really care.
Exactly.
Just go to have fun.
Yeah. Maria, you have to be careful about this because you hear, I'm making the distinction, and it's a really, really, really important distinction between the fact that you're not happy with his lifestyle, but he is. He's not feeling any pain.
Okay.
And I think that's what you have to remember. If at some point he feels some pain, then he'll come, because it sounds like you're very close to him and he trusts you, he'll come to you and say, Maria, you know, I'm really unhappy. I'm getting older. How old is your, what'd you tell me? He's 49.
He's 49.
It may be in the next 10 years he'll say, I'd really like someone to settle down with, and I don't know how to do it, or I keep picking these women who have fake breasts and no IQ. I don't know what he's doing. But it doesn't sound to me that he's feeling any sadness, any remorse, any misgivings.
No.
So you're going to have to let it alone. Which means,
okay.
and look, your husband probably doesn't care because he's a man, and he may even be vaguely envious of, you know, that I love Maria like crazy, but wow, her brother's got all these gorgeous women who are always around, and, you know, if he gets tired of them, he just goes on to the next, which doesn't say he loves you any less. It just means that he may be, you know, I mean, look, that everybody envies what they don't have. So it really comes down to you, and I think what you may just have to remind yourself is that while this isn't a lifestyle that you would choose for yourself, that it works fine for him. That he doesn't drink, he doesn't gamble, he's got a good job, and if the women in his life don't like it, then they'll leave. If at some point he decides that he doesn't like this, he'll say something about it, at which point you can then swoop in and be his sister and say, honey, look, it seems to me at some point you need to talk with a therapist, because either you're picking the wrong women, so there's no way of having a long-term relationship, or you don't know how to behave with the right woman, and, you know, but that's an issue of therapy. But right now, he's not going to pay any attention to it, because he's perfectly happy. He's perfectly happy.
You don't think because he was molested, maybe he...
Honey, it may be. Yeah. Well, but look, Maria, people go to counseling because it feels too lousy not to. Either they have a problem and they don't know what to do about it, or they have a problem and they do know what to do about it, but they can't make themselves do it. Those are the reasons people go to therapy.
Oh, okay.
People don't go to therapy for somebody else because it's too hard to work. And he's perfectly happy. He's not really... There's nothing in his life at this moment that he wants to change, except maybe his sister being a little more accepting of him. But he ain't going to go to therapy because you want him to.
So when I come over, I'll just keep my mouth shut and
stupid and cheerful.
Yeah,
stupid and cheerful. And if it really bothers you, what you can say is, look, I'll make you a deal. I won't bother you about your lifestyle, but sometimes I'd like to see you without the latest bimbo of the week. You can say that to him. Or just, you know, just the two of us. But saying to him, you need to be in therapy because you were molested when a kid, he's not going to hear it. He views himself as perfectly fine. When he doesn't view himself as perfectly fine anymore, either he'll go into therapy on his own or he'll come to you and complain about it, at which point you can then say, why don't you find a therapist? But for right now, he's perfectly fine. He's having a great time.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Yeah, bye-bye, 855-993-7569. Yeah, the whole deal is that you don't go into therapy for somebody else. You go into therapy when you're feeling miserable and your life just doesn't feel very good and you want to do something different about it. And that's a very useful time to go into therapy. But you don't go into therapy because somebody else thinks you should go into therapy. It's too hard to work. It's too basic and fundamental and kind of, what's the word I want? It's just too much work. Too much time, too much energy, too much money. So, and, you know, which is, and saying to somebody you need to go into therapy is usually not a way of endearing yourself to them. So, all right, 855-993-7569. It is Martin Luther King Day, 2015. Would love to hear from you about your take on racism in America at this point in our history. As I said, I've been reading a number of articles, which are wildly disparate. It's really interesting that some people feel that you know, that we've come a long way. Some people feel that we haven't. I mean, and what that some people are feeling like that Obama was a great sort of watershed moment, and some people feel that he wasn't. Ferguson is certainly looming large in people's vocabulary about racism in America right now. So I would love to hear from you about it. But... again, whenever I say, well, can we talk about this? You guys say, no, I'm not. Don't think so. I know. I'm going to do that. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, the call, especially for those of you who have the day off today. I don't. Manny and I are both working. There's sweat dripping off our brow. It is just so inspiring. Okay, so we got an email. Yeah?
Yes, we did.
Can you share it with me?
Sure. This email says, hello, Dr. Joy. I don't need to call you. This is a follow-up. I spoke with you last week. I'm the youngest of three sisters. I called about my sister who has had many issues since she was young and is now 55. I'm the only sibling who lives near her. I talked about how frustrated and upset I was with her lack of adult decisions, but mostly with her not keeping in touch because it causes worry in our family. You gave me ideas how to be less of a parent to her and more of a younger sister. Well, I took your advice. She was not able to meet me for lunch, so I emailed her. I asked her to keep in touch because I'm her younger sister and I need her in my life for advice and support, and that I value her help. I said I worry when she does not keep in touch that something bad has happened. I lose sleep wondering if I'm going to get a phone call about bad news. Then I said I love you and need you. Well, it worked, and she has been staying in contact every day. So thank you, Dr.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
You're that's, pretty darn good at your job, I must
well,
say.
Well, thank you. That's pretty inspiring. I have to tell you a funny story, or I think it's a funny story, right? Because, you know, I really was surprised by that. When I first started in broadcasting, I had this woman who, she talked, first of all, very, very slowly. Which, I mean, she talked slowly by any definition, but certainly in contrast to the fact that I speak at the speed of light. So she was telling me this story about her son. And you know me, I just am always assuming that, first of all, I listen intently, but I sort of am always waiting for the good news. And she said that she had this son, and he'd always been a problem, that he'd been a problem in school. He was a, you know, delinquent, and somehow he just barely eked out enough credits to graduate high school, and he went into the Army. And she said, you know, and he'd never gotten along with his father, and he'd have been in trouble with the police, but had, you know, he didn't have a record. I think you can't enlist in the Army if you have a record. Anyway, he came home. He went to boot camp, and he came home the first Christmas, and I'm ready to hear revelation. She said, and he burned the house to the ground. That's exactly what I did. I just cracked up because I was so surprised. So when people send me letters of saying, okay, this was a disaster and this didn't work and, you know, and this is a problem, I'm sort of prepared. I can feel my stomach sort of, kind of flinch and think, okay, I'm ready for this, all you. But so it worked really well. So that's great. Listen, the whole deal of folks is, you know, if you're a psychology graduate student, you basically deal with two sets of people. You either deal with undergraduates, because all of us at some point do research, right? So you either deal with undergraduates or rats, right, in labs. And most of us would much rather deal with rats, because rats actually learn. Human beings will do the same damn thing over and over and over again. And when you say to them, well, but this doesn't work, they'll say, yeah, but it worked before. So that's the joke. You know, the learning theory isn't, if I put a rat in a maze and I put cheese someplace and the rat goes down the maze and gets the cheese, that's not learning theory, right? It's when I move the cheese and the rat keeps going, well, go down to that maze for a while, thinking, well, the cheese used to be here. But at some point, the rat's going to figure out, no cheese. Maybe I should look elsewhere. And will. And learning theory counts the number of times that it takes the rat to go down the wrong maze where there's no cheese to find the right maze that has the cheese in it. As I said, undergraduates won't. And they'll say, well, but the cheese used to be here. If something's not working, I mean, you can certainly try it a couple of times, but if you try it over and over again, and every time without exception, it doesn't work, it's time to try something else. Yeah, and my way of expressing it is, if you push button A, and every time you push A, B pops up, and you hate B, stop pushing A. So that's what I was saying is, look, that clearly here's a woman who's got two sisters, two parents, and she's acting, admittedly, like a turkey. She's acting like she's 12 years old. But that's, I mean, who needs two parents and two sibs who are acting like parents? Nobody. So if you switch it around and say, I need this from you. You know, this you're valuable to me in this way. I mean, there's certainly, I'm not guaranteed it will work, but it's something different. And clearly it worked beautifully here, which is, how cool is that? So, and it's not only that it worked for I think her name was Lisa, but it worked for her sister as well, because it's a different way for her sister to not only think about Lisa, to not only think about differently in the relationship, but to think about herself differently as well. you know, Lisa really, you know, she needs me. She worries about me. She cares about me. There's something I can do, and it doesn't cost me very much. So, alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you have the day off, well, good for you. Very proud of you. You can call up and tell me what's going on in your life, what kind of, you know, fun stuff you're doing. And I suppose I can just be, I suppose I could be a little jealous, couldn't I? I suppose I could. What can I tell you? Maybe not. But let's admit it. We all live for envy and jealousy, so that'll be good. And I thought, I'm not sure. Manny and I have a couple of options for what we're going to talk about next hour, so we're not going to tell you at this moment. We're just going to keep it a big secret. There's a whole bunch of stuff on Facebook if you'd like to respond to any of that. And as I said, I would just really, you know, I think that things in America really have gotten better. I think that we are in a transition phase with not only with race relations, with sexual relations. The Supreme Court is now going to take up gay marriage, which I think is a good idea. I think leaving it to the states has created a certain amount of chaos. And I think more states now have approved gay marriage than have banned it. But the problem is you get situations like, I think Michigan is one of the states that approved it and then disapproved it. California, the Proposition 8 was certainly one of the major case studies where it was okayed and then it was put on a ballot in a different kind of form and not okayed. So what happened to the people who got married during that period of time? And imagine getting something in the mail that says your marriage is no longer valid.
I think Michigan was, it was for like one day, wasn't it, or something like that?
It wasn't very long, yeah.
Yeah,
it wasn't
they approved it for long. One day and then...
But still, I mean, my guess is that the Supreme Court, it's going to be interesting because it's basically a relatively conservative court. But I still think that it's an idea whose time has come. And the point is that it doesn't really affect anybody who's, I mean, it doesn't mean that if you're straight, you can't get married. But we'll see. I mean, it'll be an interesting kind of thing. But I do think that countries in transition that are like adolescents, that going from one state to another is always confusing. So we'll have to wait and see. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Have you noticed that in a disaster, the store shelves are emptied? Don't panic. You don't have to be part of the fear and chaos if you have a supply of GoFoods. GoFoods can help you rest easy knowing your greatest dependency of food is covered. Call now to take advantage of our Freedom Packs or set up your food savings account. Call us at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 1-800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.